I'm Rachel Martin with words I think will compel you to listen to this next story. Gorilla, rescue, share. The music legend is trying to save the animal from a private zoo activists have tried to close for years. Michael Sullivan has the story from Bangkok.
Bua Noi, Thailand's only gorilla, lives here in the Pattaya department store in Bangkok. Okay, not here, but seven floors up on the roof, which has been her home ever since she was brought here from a zoo in Germany more than 30 years ago.
The zoo takes up the entire rooftop with a token attempt to recreate a jungle with a few ferns and small trees. There's porcupines and parrots, lemurs from Madagascar, and Bua Noi's noisy primate neighbors, gibbons and orangutans, and an unfettered flamboyance of flamingos. But Bua Noi, the name means little lotus, is the main attraction. Her glass and concrete enclosure inexplicably gets almost no direct sunlight in a zoo described by several TripAdvisor reviewers as animal hell. But visitor Anne Tantipintawat, who's here with her two-year-old niece, doesn't see it that way.
It's very private, and all of the animals look healthy. Even though Bua Noi does seem a little lonely, because there is no one there with her.
Edwin Week, the founder of the Wildlife Friends Foundation, an animal rescue group near Bangkok, thinks that's an understatement.
She doesn't even make eye contact with people anymore. She used to be looking you right in the eyes. Nowadays, she just looks through you, basically. She doesn't interact anymore. She's just given up.
Many have tried and failed to get the zoo closed over the years, but Cher's timing is good. The zoo's license is up for renewal. She's written to the Thai government asking for the primates to be freed and has been shaming the zoo's owner on Twitter as greedy, asking her fans to help stop the torturing of innocent animals. Sompong Tongsikam, director of the Office of Wildlife Conservation at the Environment Ministry, thinks that's a stretch.
From what I've been able to see, it doesn't rise to the level of abuse or torture, but the space is limited and it's not very appropriate.
The zoo's owner, Kanit Samsarimonkon, insists he's not in it for the money.
The zoo is a place to educate and entertain people, for families to be somewhere safe where we can educate a new generation to love animals.
He says he's lucky to break even, especially during COVID, and has a counter-proposal for Cher.
If Cher is really worried about Bua Noi being lonely, why doesn't she pay for a male gorilla to come here to be with her?
That's not likely, but neither is Kanit giving in to pressure, says Edwin Week, the founder of the Animal Rescue Group, especially after Cher's personal attacks on social media.
He doesn't want to lose face. He doesn't want to lose control. I think he's had it, to be honest. But he doesn't want to give in to a bunch of foreigners. I mean, if I was him, you call me an evil bastard, I don't want to talk to you.
But Week thinks the zoo owner would settle for a few hundred thousand dollars to part with Bua Noi if Cher were willing. Less than half, she reportedly spent rescuing and resettling Kavan the elephant. Until that happens, or the government grants her request, Bua Noi will likely remain on the roof of the clapped-out department store, her home for more than 30 years and counting. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. If I could turn